you for calling Lands & Swinney, Computer Wiz, and Guardian Bookkeeping Services. We will be right with you.
Hi, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark. This is Nick. The Bank of Cardiff is staying in.
This is from where? I'm sorry?
The Bank of Cardiff. He's expecting my call.
Yeah, he's got... hold on just one second, okay?
Uh-huh. Hello? Hi, this is Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. This is Stan.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Stan. Did I catch you at a good time?
Yeah, unfortunately, somebody else called right before you did, and so I was on the phone with them.
Oh, someone else from here?
I'm off now.
I thought that was a mix-up.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. No problem. I was calling a few minutes early, but no problem.
That's okay.
Yeah, so I received your request for information, and just want to get back to you and learn a little bit about your business and what you're really looking to do.
Sure. Let me close my door. Can you hold on a second?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I got your thing in the mail. And so I'm just calling to get a little more information about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, the information in the mail is really about, our two main programs, equipment financing and working capital, and our working capital, it looks like you had a working capital one before. I have a UCC filing. So, is that true?
We did. We had one. Yeah, we had one with OnDeck.
OnDeck,
and we paid. We paid that off.
Okay, so you're pretty familiar with how the program works as a whole.
Is yours the same way where they take it out daily?
Well, fortunately, we have daily, weekly, and monthly options. we've been in business going on 14 years. Just gives us a little bit of advantage. And as I mentioned, we also do equipment financing, which I bring that up because it's really the backbone of our bank. And it's what enables us to give, we can't reinvent the wheel when it comes to working capital, but having another program that's so strong, another division, gives us the advantage of having, slightly better rates, longer terms, and being able to offer the weekly and monthly options.
So that's just for equipment.
No. That's
I mean, equipment.
No. I'm trying to make just a point. Is most of like a company like OnDeck, a great company, but they don't offer equipment. They don't offer anything else, right? And so because we do, we're able to give slightly better rates and terms, and also be able to give weekly and monthly. Payment options on the working capital because we have other sources of revenue to back up our business.
Yeah, I didn't like the daily thing. That was, that was rough. So I don't want to do that again.
Right.
But I could use some working capital. And their rates were outrageous too. So,
What did they charge you?
Go back to them, obviously. It's like 18%.
Okay. Did they, all right, let's start with this. How long of a term do they give you?
We paid it off in a year. It was $70,000.
Okay. And the 18%, was that more like a 1.18? Or how did they... Because I'm a little familiar with them. Usually they don't do an APR loan. They just have like a more of a cents on the dollar program.
That's, I don't know. They was real weird. That's what he, Nathan was our guy there. That's what he said it basically is or something. The whole thing is kind of funky. So that's why I was interested in maybe finding something, a different company.
Yeah.
They're kind of screwy the way they do everything is, yeah.
So. I gotcha. All right. So what exactly are you...
But that's what he said it amounted to, you know.
Oh, so he tried to do like a translation. I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm looking for better rates and not a daily withdrawal. We need, you know, our business goes up and down. We have great months. We have okay months. We have bad months. I mean, that's the way the IT business is. Sometimes all of our clients, their computers are messed up, and sometimes they're not, you know. And to have working capital helps us through those slim times. April was not a good month. It never is. People are doing their taxes. They're not buying computers and working on their computers. So do you know what your rates typically are?
Yeah, of course. Oh, we're a risk-based lender. So, it really just varies. It looks like here you started your business in 2014. Is that accurate?
No. We started this one 6 years ago, so 2000. Or, I mean, 2010.
2010, Okay.
Yeah, so my partner started in 2000, and then he had it under a different name, and then 6 years ago he brought me in, and we formed this LLC. So,
okay, excellent. So that's what I wanted to get at is what we look at, what we consider important factors are time and business. So it's much better than the 2 years that I don't know why we had that on your file. So 6 years is much better.
Yeah, Computer Whiz has been 16 years. It's just we changed the LLC 6 years ago when he brought me in. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, perfect. Okay, excellent. Very good. So, again, similar to OnDeck, what I think you can expect is, 6 months to 36 months. I'm not sure what you're looking for as far as the term. Are you looking to keep something shorter, more like 12 months, or are you looking to go for a longer term of 3 years or somewhere in between?
A year to 2 years, I would think. I don't think I'd want to go any longer than that.
Okay. So what we're going to look at is also your credit. So how's your personal credit?
It's okay.
Okay.
It's like right at 700. It's not great.
Okay. Well, it's not too bad. I mean, the national average is 680. So, I mean, you're right there, right above there. So that's good. And just, do you have a ballpark idea of your partner's credit?
About 650.
Okay. Excellent. All right, so, 1 to 2 years, you definitely, with a 1 to 2 year term, with credit scores, you'd definitely be looking, I want to say probably do a slightly better than OnDeck, but I think you might be right in that range. It just depends. 1 to 2 years in this industry can actually be a bit of a difference in the rate. Because the whole program only goes out to 3 years. So the difference in 1 to 2 years can make a lot of difference. So I'd be happy to work up, the 12 and 24, maybe 18-month option as well, so you can see the difference. It'd be hard to give you an exact figure right now, but we definitely would like to take a look at your business credit, and get a good idea of that. So what exactly are you using the working capital for?
Like I said, for, payroll and bills for when it's slow around here. Yeah.
Okay, right. All right. So payroll and bills. Okay. These are bills to suppliers or?
The rent, the electric bill.
Okay, gotcha. Bills. Okay, I gotcha.
Keep the business going, yeah.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, I know you said April was a bad month, and that's fine because what we can do is before the 10th of May, we cannot look at April. We can skip looking at April.
We still made $60,000. It wasn't that bad.
Oh, okay. There you go. Now we're good. All right.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like we didn't make any money, but usually we can do, sometimes we do $100,000 a month. So it's all real.
Okay. All right. So what have you been doing lately as far as gross annual revenues?
Last year was like 600.
Okay.
I think the year before that it was a million or close to a million.
Okay, perfect. All right. And what's the ideal amount you're looking for?
I don't even know. I mean, I get this thing in the mail that says $250,000, but I guess that's just an advertising thing, and we don't need that much. I don't know. We did 70 with them, so I mean, let's just say 70, so I can compare apples.
Yeah.
Apples.
Okay. Well, maybe what we'll do is we'll just roll a preview for the long, the most amount possible with the longest term, and we'll work backwards. So okay. I think that might make sense. Maybe that way you'll definitely get the options, right? So if we do that, and so we approve you, 70 to 100,000. And for 3 years, and then kind of just be able to present you options, of what it looks like at 70,000 at 12 months, maybe 70 at 18 months, maybe 100 at 3 years, 2 years, and that we'd be able to see really what works best, for your business and what makes sense.
Okay.
Might be the best way to do it. I have your, I just want to confirm a few things. I have your mailing address 511 Garden Oaks Boulevard. Do we have that right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And then the company phone number, obviously, is 713-979-4500. I tried reaching your cell phone, but I think we had the wrong number. On the online registration, we had 713-529-4426. Is that right?
That's what I put. It's not my number anymore. But I didn't want to find my cell phone.
All right, no problem. Gotcha. Okay. And your business partner, his name Jonathan Lands. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect. All right, well, I'll go ahead and email you a copy of our one-page application. I'm pretty filled out right here. And what we need to work up your approvals, very similar process to what you're used to. We do ask for 6 months of bank statements. I think that's what helps get us the better rates and terms as we just dig a little bit deeper. And obviously you said, April wasn't terrible. I had the wrong impression there, but if you can get April, great. And if you want to just start the 6 months previous to that, that's fine too. And just the first page of the business tax return. Have you filed for 2015 yet?
No, we filed an extension.
Oh, no problem. Most people have. So 2014 is fine. And we work pretty fast. Within about 24 hours or so of receiving everything, we'll be able to give you those options, and you can really be able to make a plan for for the business, how much to take and what the best term is, and we'll be able to give you some information about the early payment discounts and things like that, and see if we can get you approved for a line of credit as well, and all the good stuff.
Sounds great.
All right, Stan, I just want to go ahead and confirm your email address is stan@computer-wiz.net.
Yes.
Okay, and for your business location, do you rent or own that space? Oh, you rent, as you said, right? Okay, how much is your monthly rent?
$26.31.
Perfect. Okay. All right, I'll send this email off in a few minutes, and that way you'll have all of my contact info on file, too. Did you have any other questions?
Nope.
All right, perfect. I'll get this email off to you, and then we'll be in touch soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sam.